Today's daf is Vachim daf Chof Vav, and we are at the last line on daf Chof Hey Amid Beis. Up to Gemara, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rab Elazar. So we started the sugya of Nishpach yesterday, and really that's a turning point in Masechtas Vachim as we go from the sugyas that deal primarily with Limudim, Droshes, Im Eino Inyan, Tneo Inyan, etc., etc., to some of the more lumdish Gemara. See the way it's talking. Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, he befnim, v'raglel b'chutz, a koyin was shechting a behema. The behema itself was inside the azara, v'raglel b'chutz. Its feet, however, were outside of the azara. Chotach, if the koyin cut off the feet, v'acha kach shochat, and then shechted the animal, k'shera, the halacha is, the shechita is going to be kosher. Shachat, if the kohen first shechted the animal, the achakach chatach, and only afterwards cut off the feet, psula, it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara interrupts. Chatach, the achakach, shachak, sheira. If the kohen cut the feet of the animal, and then afterwards did the shechita, it's going to be kosher. Balmum come after. This is a Balmum 101. So the Gemara says, Eleima, you're right. Chatach, the achakach, keep el sheira. If the Koyen first cut off the foot of the animal and then was mekabel v'da, meaning first he did the shechita, then he was chatach, and before the kabbalah, after the shechita, the animal became a balmum, it's then it's going to be kosher. Kibel v'achaka chatach psula. If the chatach happened after the kabbalah, it's going to be possible. But the Gemara says he didn't make it any better, because if you remember the last Gemara in Daf Chafei Amid Beis, chatach v'achaka kibel v'sher v'amr abzeira ha'tzayr mo'izim b'char v'achaka kibel damai pasul. If animal gets a mum after the shechita, before the kabbalah, the halacha is it's pasul. Shenema, we learn it from the par koyim Mashiach. It says v'lokach midama par, par shahoya kvar. So how could this be true? Amr abchiz, amr abimi yur. Right. What it means is, we don't mean that the person was chatach the entire foot. If he was chatach the entire foot, chatach v'achakach shachat would for sure be possible. That's a balmum. Even if it was shachach, chatach v'achakach kibel, it would be possible, because that was Rav Zeir's halacha. Hatzayrim oizim v'char v'achakach kibel darm apostle. An animal's not allowed to be a balmum before the shechita, and the animal's not even allowed to become a balmum after the shechita. When Rabbi Lazar said chatach, he wasn't talking about where you were chatach the entire Eiver. It was chatach the basar, up until the Eiver. Being that you were only chatach the basar, up until the Eiver, the animal never became a balmum. If the animal never became a balmum, there's no issue of balmum. What then is the issue? The issue is something completely different. The issue is that we know there's a halacha of yoytze. Yoytze means that the dam, that of a carbon, in order for it to be kosher, you have to make sure that it never left the mechitzas of the azara. If the dam at some point leaves the mechitzas of the azara, it becomes possible yoytze. So yoytze is another one of the psulim that I mentioned throughout Masechtas Vachim. You have a psul lina, you have a psul tamei, noiser, pigel, nishpach, there's something called yoytze. If the dam at any point will leave the mechitzas of the azara, the dam is going to be pasul be yoytze. Incidentally, it's not only true for the dam, it's true for the basar, it's true for the emurim as well. So if the emurim will leave the chaymas azara, the emurim are going to become pasul. The basar, it depends. Basar kachi kachim, they had to be eaten in the azara. If it leaves the azara, like the dam and the emurim, it too will become possible yoytze. Basar kachim kalim, that was nechal in Yerushalayim, didn't have to be eaten dafk in the Azara. It too has a psul yoytze, but the psul yoytze is not if the basar leaves the Azara. The katchila, you're allowed to eat it outside the Azara. It's if it leaves the chaymas of Yerushalayim. So dan has its mechitzas, basar has its mechitzas, the emurim have its mechitzas. If they leave their mechitzas, it's going to be a problem. The issue over here that Rabbi Elazar was addressing was if the animal, the majority of the animal was inside the Azara. He befnit. Faraglel b'chotz. As soon as you do the shechita, you're going to have a problem. The problem is that dam that's in the part of the animal that's outside the azara is technically yoytze. Now when you do the kabbalah, all the dam gets famished, and you're going to have the dam from the regal that's going to come up through the dam hanefesh. It's going to end up being in the klisharis. You're going to have inside the klisharis of dam that was nifsal b'yoytze. So Rabbi Elazar said there's a way to address it. If it was chatach, if you cut the foot of the animal, not to the point where you made a balmum, but you cut it enough that you knocked off the blood flow from the regal up until the tzavra behema. So now you don't have to be worried about a taruvis of the dam that was yoytze. It's going to be kosher. The same will be true as if you were shochat, v'achakach chotach, v'achakach kibel. As long as you were chatach before the Kabbalah, that too is going to be fine. The only time it's going to be an issue is if you were shachat v'kibel, the achakach chatach. So by the time you did the shechit and the Kabbalah, the dam that was in the regal, which is outside of the azara, moved its way up to the tzavra behema, it got some mish together with the dam anefesh, it comes out now, you have a taruvos of dam that's possible. Why was it possible? Because it was outside, it was possible yoytzei, you didn't cut off the blood flow until after the Kabbalah. Being that you didn't cut it off until after the Kabbalah, it's at that point it's going to be an issue. The obvious question is, why is it tolling the Kabbalah? Why is the Kabbalah the inflection point? Really, it should be tolling the Shechita. Because as soon as you shech the animal, at that point, that's when the dam starts moving. That's when the dam shoots up to the Tzavra Behem. At that point is when the halach of Yoytzeh should be chah. Obviously, an animal is allowed to be Yoytzeh before the Shechita. It's once you do the Shechita. In the Gemara, it's Mavur. It's not tolling the Shechita, it's tolling the Kabbalah. There's an Ar Sameach, Rameir Simcha, is Mechadish from this Gemara, that you see there's no psul Yoytzeh and dam kachem until after the Kabbalah. Before the Kabbalah, there was no psul yoytzei. There's only a psul yoytzei after the Kabbalah. But regardless, the Gemara asks a different kasha. Shamim, you know, dam move levarim dam. Who could we bring a riot from here for something that's discussed in another area in Masechet Zvachim? That dam that's move levarim, that's still inside the animal, is considered dam. Where do you see that in this Gemara? Because you're telling me that you're worried about the dam that's in the regal of the behemo that was bachutz b'shas the shechito b'shas the Kabbalah. Then that means you're telling me that that is dam. Because if it's not dam, if we don't look at dam as dam until it leaves the behema, but when it's still muv lebeivar and we don't look at it as dam, then what's this whole conversation about there being a psul yoytze? But the Gemara says, namucha domu yishum sham nunis. Maybe the issue of yoytze over here is not the dam that was yoytze, because it could be dam a muv lebeivar is not dam. But the sham nunis is a little bit of fat that's inside the animal, that too is going to shoot up. And as a result, that's going to be Nisarif together with the dam that you were Makabal. So it could be the issue over here wasn't the dam amuvla, it could be the issue was the shamnunis. If dam amuvla be'evarim is dam, then the issue is the dam. If dam amuvla be'evarim is not dam, there's still a way to understand Rav Ami in the name of Rav Elazar. But the Gemara asks another kasha, shamim mino kapasa kachem kalim, sheyatsu lifne zrikas dam. Puzzle. You know that there's a chilek between basar kache kalim and basar kache kadashim. Because although basar kache kadashim, as we said earlier, is nifsel b'yoytze, if it goes outside the chaymes ha'azara, basar kachem kalim is not nifsel b'yoytze. Basar kachem kalim l'katchili you're allowed to eat outside the azara. Now, assuming that Rav Elazar's halacha was said both with regards to basar kachem kachem and basar kachem kalim, and you're telling me dam amuv l'beivarim is really not dam, so the issue of yoytze over here is not mitzad the dam. The issue of yoytze is mitzad the shamnunis. So you see, there's a psul yoytze on the shamnunis of basar kachem kalim. I thought there's no psul yoytze on basar kachem kalim. The teretz is it's lifnei zrika. And it could be that lifnei zrika, even basar kachem kalim is treated like basar kachem kadashim, and there is a psul yoytzis. It says the Gemara, at the very least, could we be mechiach from here that basar kachem kalim sheyatzel lifnei zrika is dam pasul? The Gemara says no. Don't be kachem kadashim. Who said we're talking about kachem kalim? Maybe we're talking about kachem kadashim. Right. The Tanur Rabban kachem kadashim shchitasim betzafim kibadam beklisharis betzafim. So this is a brisa that elaborates a little bit on the Mishnah of Perek Ezel Mekayim. So kachem kadashim we know has to be shachut, not just in the Azara, but in the tzafim part of the Azara. The kibul dam. That was Rabbeinu Ephraim's dik. Remember? Shchitason bitzofen v'kibul damon b'klisharis bitzofen. It doesn't say klisharis by shchita. Shchita lava vaydi. Rabbeinu Ephraim was mechadish that shchita actually didn't require a klisharis. Amad b'darim. If the kohen was standing in darim b'hushi yadol tzofen v'shachad shchitason k'shit. So what if the kohen himself was standing in darim and he extended his hand into tzofen so that the shchita itself took place in tzofen? It's going to be okay. You don't need that the kohen should be standing in tzofen. You just need that the shchita should be taking place in tzofen. Kibul kabbalas b'su. What if the kohen was standing in darim? He stuck the klisharis into tzofen to do the kabbalah. That's already possible. So the Shechita and the Kabbalah both have to be in Tzafen. What about the Kohen who's doing the Shechita, the Kohen that's doing the Kabbalah? Depends. Shechita, he himself can be standing in Darim. Kabbalah, he himself has to be standing in Tzafen. If the Kohen was Reishe V'Rubai in Tzafen, it's as if he was completely in Tzafen. What happens if the animal, at the time you did the Shechita, so the animal jumps. So the second after the Shechita, it jumped to Darim. V'chazra, then went back to Tzafen. Ksheira, it's going to be Kasha. What's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is there's no psul yoytze when Kodshei Kedoshim goes from Tzofen to Dorim. There would have been a Havamina. What's yoytze when something leaves its mechitzas? So maybe if the mechitz of Kodshei Kedoshim is Tzofen, so maybe when the animals pirchas are after the Shechita, maybe after the Kabbalah, like Rameir Simcha said, into Dorim, even if it goes back, maybe it should be Nifsul B'yoytze. There's no psul yoytze. Kodshei Kedoshim doesn't bifnim. The Brisa continues. Kodshei Kedoshim does not in Tzofen. Anywhere in the Azori, you'll add a Shechta. Same halacha. The kohen was standing outside the azara, and he stuck his hand into the azara, and he shechted the kachin kalim. It's already a bigger chiddush. He's standing out of the azara, not just out of tzofen. He's out of the azara. It doesn't matter. It's kosher. Kibel kabbalah sepsula. If he did the kabbalah that way, it's possible. Hichnas roishe verubai ki ilu loy nichnas. As it relates to roishe verubai over here, it's different. Here it's kilu loy nichnas. Pirchas of yotze. So what if the kohen shechted the kachin kalim in the azara right after the shechita? The animal jumps. It springs to the other side of the mechitza, and then it comes right back. That's already a problem. Psula. Why? Because that's going to be yaitze. Says the Gemara, Shmamina, ooh, can you prove from here that Basin Kachem Kalin Shiyatza Lifnez Rikas Damim Psulim? You're telling me that the animal was Nifsol B'yaitze. What do you have? L'chura, all you have is the basar of the animal. Maybe the Dam Hamuvle Beivarim, but L'chura, you have the basar of the animal. If you're telling me that there's a Psul Yaitze over here, and it's was clearly talking about kachem kalim, right? That's what he said. Kachem kalim shchitasam bifnim, pirchas of yotas of the chazra. The halacha is it's going to be possible. Why is the animal possible for going outside of the azara? It's kachem kalim. Kachem kalim is nechal in the entire Yerushalayim. That means the mechitzas of kachem kalim is not the azara. It's the entire Yerushalayim. So why is there a psul yotze? Must be because it was lifnei zrika. So isn't it a raya to this machloikis that's going to be mentioned later in the mesechta that even though kachem kalim is nechal in the entire Yerushalayim, thus there's no psul yoytze if it leaves the chaymes azar, it's only the ach hazrika. But if nezrika it's not, the Gemara says no. Dilma ba'aliyah v'yaseh erzakav v'shtei koyes. It's true. There are parts of the kachem kalim that are nechal in Yerushalayim, and those parts could be even lif nezrika. There wouldn't be a psul yoytze. What's that? That's the chelik that was nechal the koyanim, the chelik that was nechal abayim. However, there's a chelik of basar kachem kalim that went ligvoya, the emurim, the part that went on the mizbeach. That there's no chelik between kachem kalim kachem kadashim. Even kachem kalim that there's a regular halacha, it's not allowed to leave the chaymes azara. And maybe when we talk about the psul yoytze, we don't mean the psul yoytze of the basar that was nechal. We mean the psul yoytze of the basar that went on the azara. Zok the gemar on the mizbeach. So Avu the Shmuel asked his son Shmuel Shaila. So when you start the Gemara, it sounds, wow, Avuah the Shmuel had such chashivas, he's asking his son a Shaila. Avuah the Shmuel was a great Amoira in his own right. So he's asking his son a Shaila, but as you're going to see in the course of the Gemara, he was fahering him in a way more than simply asking him a question. Is it okay to shecht an animal where the animal, the majority of the animal is bifnim, but v'ragleo, the feet, are bachotz? Amalei, say, told him, ksiv, the pasuk says, v'hivium lashem, and we learn from there, achete kula lifnim, that the entire animal has to be lifnim, says Rashi, and Tosfos. How does it shnim with the Gemara that we started the daf with? We had a whole festa sugya right in the beginning of the daf. He bifnim v'ragla b'chutz, where you were chatach, whether it's going to be kosher, it's going to be pasul, dam amuv lebevorim, psul yoytze, balmum, touched on five or six important ideas in Seder Kachem. But it was all predicated on the fact that the Shechita was okay. There's nothing wrong with shechting an animal where it's Hibif Nimbrak Blah B'chutz. Shmuel just said it's a pasuk. Vehivil Nashem Achetei Kula Lefnim. So Rashi says, and Tosfos, that Shmuel was talking about the Din L'Katchila. L'Katchila Vehivil Nashem. It's supposed to be completely Lefnei Hashem. B'dieved, if you shecht it, where raglab is bachot, it's okay. Rabbi Elazar was addressing that when you do that, beware of a potential psul yaitze issue. That's why he got involved in chatach, and that was the first gemara. Either way, so this is just discussing the lekatchila. So lekatchila, the entire animal has to be lifnim. Amalei ksheir. Says the gemara, says shachta kulo tala v'shachad mai. What's the halacha if the koyen took the animal, he suspended it in midair? So you have to know how to do this. But the bottom line is the animal is now hanging. So it's not with its feet firmly planted on the ground, but it's firmly planted in the air somehow. So it's in the aver and it's hanging. And the kohen goes and he does the shechita. Is that going to be okay? It's the fnei Hashem. It's not with 1 foot outside. It's completely in the Azara, but it's just not on the floor. Amalei, so Shmuel told his father, Ksheir, I think it's kosher. Amalei, Shtabash, he says, no, you're wrong. Be'inon, Shchit al Yerech Velech, there's halacha that Kotche Kedoshim al Koponim has to be Shachot Tzofoin, but al Yerech HaMizbeach. And Yerech HaMizbeach means it has to be literally adjacent to the parallel to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is on the floor. The animal has to be on the floor as well. So then Avu Shmuel asked Shmuel another question. Nitla v'shachat ma'u. What would be the halacha if the Kohen himself was hanging while the Kohen was doing the Shechita? Amalei Psula. So he says it's going to be possible. If the animal can't be hanging, then he probably can't either be suspended in midair as the, don't try this at home, but he probably can't either be suspended as he's yielding the sack and doing the Shechita. Amalei, so he told Mishtabah, no, you're wrong. Shechit al yerech, but shechit al yerech. The animal itself has to be al yerech. The shech, oh, very frank, the svasemnes. What's the havamina that the kohen should be able? This is the halacha. You have to stand, right? Doesn't it say lamoid? So if the kohen has to stand, then if he's in mid-air, l'churi, he's not standing. So the svasemnes clears. When we say the kohen has to stand, does it just mean he can't sit? What does it mean he has to stand? He's not sitting, but he's also not standing. But either way, so he asked him another question. What would be the halacha if the kohen was suspended in mid-air, he's hanging as he did the Kabbalah? Amalei Ksheir. So Shmuel says, well, if you're allowed to be hanging while you do the Shechita, so you could probably be hanging when you do the Kabbalah. He says, no. Amalei Shtabash. Ein derech sheiris bekach. Shechita lav avoidi. So you can be standing on your head when you do the Shechita. But Kabbalah? No. Kabbalah is the chan avoida. Klishores, koyen, big day kuhuna. Ein derech sheiris bekach. So he asked him another shaila. Tala v'kibal ma'o. What would be the halacha if the animal was suspended in the ear while he was doing the Kabbalah? So Amalei, so Shmuel said, right, this point, we got it right. Psula, if the mekabel can't be a midir, the animal can't either. Like, no, shtabash. No, that's already kosher. Kashchita al yerech, like a bala al yerech. There's no problem with ein derech shiras pekach, because the kohen is standing. The issue would be the animal. By shchita, it's a problem. Why? Because there's a din yerech. But yerech, so state by shchita, state nor by shchita. There's no halach of yerech when it comes to kabbalah. So if there's no halach of yerech when it comes to kabbalah, so by kabbalah, it's going to be okay. The bottom line is, Avu the Shmuel asked Shmuel 4 questions. Shmuel got all 4 wrong. Ishtabasht. At the end of the day, Avuda Shmuel told Shmuel, 2 of these cases, the halacha is going to be puzzle. 2 of these cases, the halacha is going to be kosher. If the animal was hanging when he did the shechita, it's puzzle, because it's a din yerech. If the koyin was hanging when he did the kabbalah, it's going to be puzzle. Ein derech shiras pekach. If the animal was hanging b'shas kabbalah, it's kosher, because there's no halach of yerech when it comes to Kabbalah. If the kohen himself was hanging while he did the shechita, it's going to be kosher, because shechita lav avodi. So mil, there's no issue of ein derech shiras pekach. Amar Abaya argues. Abaya says, I have it differently with regards to these 4 questions. Bekotche kadoshim, kulam sulis. When it comes to kotche kadoshim, all 4 cases, the halach is going to be pasul. Bar min nitla v'shachat. The only case where it's going to be okay is if the kohen himself was hanging while he did the shechita. But as it relates to the other 3, they're going to be puzzled. So essentially, Abaya is arguing with only 1 case. Because Avu and Shmuel had 2 cases of puzzle and 2 cases of kosher. Abaya is saying they're all puzzle except for 1. All meaning 4, minus 1, back of the envelope arithmetic, you have 3. So according to Avu and Shmuel, 2 apostle, 2 are kosher. According to Abaya, 3 apostle and 1 is kosher. Which one did Abaya say is kosher? Nitla v'shachat, where the kohen himself was hanging and he did the shechita. Meaning, which one is he arguing with Avu de Shmuel? Is if the animal was hanging b'shas kabbalah. According to Abaya, that's part of the kulam psulois. According to Avu de Shmuel, it's going to be kosher. Now, why did Avu de Shmuel say it's kosher? Because although if the animal is hanging b'shas the shechita, it's possible. That's because it's a din yerech by shechita. But it doesn't say yerech by the kabbalah. So what did Abaya hold? So Rashi says, Abaya held that even though there's no din yerech by Kabbalah, but there's a din tzofen. And aver tzofen is lav kitzofen, dami. Chiddush. That even though there's a concept of aver, that was the sugi of nishpach, aver kli kli, but the aver tzofen is not kitzofen, dami. Leave that for the lamdan. So being that aver tzofen is not kitzofen, so it's for that reason, being that Kabbalah, even though there's no din yerech, there is a din tzofen, that's going to be. But that's with regards to kachim gedashim. What about kachim kalim? Bekachim kalim kulung sheiris. In kachim kalim, everything is going to be kosher. Bar min nitla v'kibel, with the exception of the kohen who's hanging, doing the Kabbalah, because the same ein derech shiris bekach that you have with kachim gedashim, you have with regards to kachim kalim. Kabbalah is not any less an avoided by kachim kalim than it is by kachim gedashim. Now, incidentally, there's no reason to assume Avu de Shmuel would argue with this. Avu de Shmuel was clearly talking about kachim gedashim, because what was Avu de Shmuel's svara to say that shechita, if the animal was hanging, there's an issue, because it says yerech. Where does it say yerech? In the pasuk of tzofen, which is talking about kachi gadashim. So the truth is, Avu Shmuel is not going to argue with this, because Avu Shmuel had two cases of pasul. One was pasul because it's a din yerech. That's only true for kachi gadashim. The other case of pasul was where the kohen was hanging during the Kabbalah. Abaye agrees with that. So really, the machlekes Avu Shmuel and Abaye is only one case. The case is where the animal itself is suspended in mid-ear at the time of the Kabbalah. According to Avu Shmuel, it's okay. Shechita would be a problem because it's a din yerech, but Kabbalah is not din yerech. According to Abaye, it's not going to be okay because at the very least it's a din tzofen when it comes to Kabbalah. And Avrit tzofen is lavkit tzofen. Oh my, Rava asked Abaye, Maishna tolav kibul b'kachim kalim d'ksheira. So tolav kibul b'kachim kalim, Abaye said is okay. Tola v'kibel b'kachim kadoshim is not okay. According to Avu Shmuel, it was always okay. But in Abaye, it was a problem. That was the chiddush of Abaye over Avu Shmuel. That tola v'kibel is a problem. Because even though there's no din yerech, but there's a din tzofen, and Avrit tzofen has to be kitzofen. But he clearly said that tola v'kibel is only an issue when it comes to kachim kadoshim. It wasn't an issue by kachim kalim. Now, why is it an issue by kachim kadoshim? We said, because Avrit tzofen is lav kitzofen dami. But Rava said, if Avrit tzofen is lav kitzofen dami, then Avrit plim shouldn't be kiptim dami. That's what we need the London for. So, Amar Rava, maishno tola v'kibel b'kachim kalim, nikshevet Avrit plim kiptim dami, b'kachim kadoshim nami Avrit tzofen kitzofen dami. Elo Amar Rava. So Rava argued with Abaye, and he said, Bein b'kachi kadoshim, bein b'kachim kalim, ksheirois, everything is kosher, bar, with the exception of tolo v'shochat b'kachi kadoshim. If the animal itself is suspended by kachi kadoshim, it's a problem. Everybody held that was a problem, because it's a din tzofen. And nitlo v'kibel, if the kohen himself is the one that's hanging, and he does the Kabbalah, that too is a problem. Bein b'kachim kadoshim, bein b'kachim kalim. If you do the cheshbin, it comes out that Rava is essentially saying what Avu Shmuel said. What did Rava say? They're all kosher with the exception of two. Which two? Nitla v'kibel, tala v'shachat. Those were the two exceptions of Avu Shmuel. All Rava was meisif over what Avu Shmuel said was he mentioned kachim kalim. Avu Shmuel never mentioned kachim kalim. But the truth is, if you wanted to figure out by yourself what Avu Shmuel would hold by kachim kalim, you would lechura come out the same way. You would say that all the cases are going to be kosher, with the exception of nitla v'kibel, with the exception of the kohen hanging doing the kabbalah. Kohen hanging doing the kabbalah, just like it's a problem with kachim kadashim because they ain't derech shiris pekach. It's a problem with kachim kalim also because they ain't derech shiris pekach. What was the other pasulos? What was the other case where Avu Shmuel had it pasul? Where the animal was hanging b'shach shechita? Why was it pasul? Because of yerech. There's no din yerech by kachim kalim, so it's not such a chiddush. So essentially, you have three Amayroim that chime in this Cheshbin Gemara. Avu Shmuel, Abaye, Rava, also Shmuel, by the way. But Avu Shmuel, Abaye, and Rava. Avu Shmuel and Rava are L'chura saying the same thing. Rava's just being Maisif at Allah will be by Kachim Kalim. Abaye argues. What does Abaye argue? One case. Abaye argues, whereas Avu Shmuel and Rava both held that if the animal was hanging at the time of the Kabbalah, it would be kosher. Abaye held it wouldn't be kosher. What's the shaila? Do you say that just like Avr Pnim Kipnim, Avr Tzofen Kitzofen? Abaye held no. Avr Tzofen is lav Kitzofen Don. Boy, mine Rabbi Yirmiyah Mirab Zeru. Hu Bifnim. What happens if the Kohen himself was inside the Azara at the time that he was doing the Avodah? The Tzitzisoy Bachutz. But his tzitzis were bachutz. So what does tzitzis mean? Says Rashi. It doesn't mean what it usually means, but rather tzitzis roishay. Dahinu sairay. It means it's here. So the kohen himself is inside, but the kohen's here is outside. What's the halacha? Excellent kasha. Oh, malay. So he told him, lav amrit, doesn't it say vihivim lashem achitovoy kulu lifnim? Hachanami bevoyim aloyim moyet achiyovi kulu loyim. Just like we darshaned early, vihivim lashem, that at least the katchila, there's a din that the animal has to be completely inside the makam hamikdash. So too it says, bevoyim aloyim moyet achiyovi kulu loyim moyet. If the tzitzis are outside, he's not kulu loyim moyet. If he's not kulu loyim moyet, then the chura, if that's the case, it's going to be an issue. Excel. So before we go weiter and we start the sugya of Zrika Shalevim Kaima, this is one of the sugyas that you have to put an asterisk in when you learn Besach Tezvachim. So before we start that, just two ha'aras. Number one, we began the sugya with a discussion of an animal that itself was inside the Azara, Viraglel Bachotz. The kohen did the shechita, and the question is, do you say that being that the regal was bachutz, so the dam that was inside the regal now becomes nisariv with the dam anethesh at the time that you do the Kabbalah? That dam, l'chayra, was possible b'yotze. So if it's possible b'yotze, you can have an issue. So the Gemara had three versions until we figured out exactly what Rabbi Elazar said, and a whole sugya, not such an easy Gemara, but bottom line is, the Gemara says it could be a major issue. You have to make sure you chatach, that you cut the animal not to the point where you make it about mum, because that has its own issues, but to the point at least where you knock off the blood flow from that foot to the tzavra behema. It's like this, you're not going to have any dam that was nesariv, that was nifsal b'yaitzit. Tosfos on the top of Chavav and Aleph asks an obvious kasha. Lo yitzoyer, a little bit of dam came from the regal into the tzavra behema. But I think everybody would agree, says Tosfos, that the majority, the overwhelming majority of the dam came from the tzavra behema. So why don't you say that the little bit of dam that came from the regal of the behema should be bittul b'roiv to the dam that came to the tzavra behema? What happened to the halachas of bittul b'roiv? Says Tosfos, I'll read it inside. The dam posel in a bittul b'roiv. That really, in order to properly understand the sugya, you have to know this halacha. That dam posel, when it comes to kachim, is not bittul b'roiv. Ki demuchach b'perik ha-taruvis, lekamon, dafayin tes on the base, de gazrina gzeir b'mikdash. It's a bezunder halach in the base ha-mikdash, and even though ordinarily in kol ha-toyra kula, when it comes to issa the hetet, there's a concept of bittul b'roiv, not when it comes to kachim. Dam posel in kachim, ain't no bottle b'roiv. As long as I'm toast to answer this question, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Metame Mishka V'Moshe, it's an end of Perek Aleph, it's a long piece, says that Avada, what Tosfos is saying is richtig, but what Tosfos said was l'rafcha de milsa. Meaning, even if there wouldn't have been this Gemara in Perek Taruvus, the Kamon, the Fayin Tesla Mebez, Tosfos still wouldn't have a kasha. Meaning, the kasha of let the dam that's possible yoytze be bottle b'roiv, if you know the halachas of bittul b'roiv, Feinknishton. And it's based on a Mordechai, a gewaldige chiddush from the Mordechai that's worth speaking out in Masechtas Chulin. The context of the Mordechai was discussing a woman that's doing chalitza. And one of the things she had to do, when she did chalitza, she has to spit at the chaylitz, at this person that's me'en yavami, that doesn't want to do yibum. The Gemara discusses what happens if there was a little bit of blood in her saliva when she spat. It's a problem. Because it has to be dafka saliva, roik, and does not let it be any dam. And Mordechai asks the obvious question, why doesn't the little bit of dam become bottle beroiv to the roik? She has to spit saliva. A little bit of blood came out. Okay, so there's a little bit of blood. If there's a little bit of milk in your chicken soup, it still could be okay, because this concept of bittul b'roiv, there's not allowed to be milk there. So there's a little bit of dam inside the roik of the yavama. Why is that a problem? Why is that an issue? What happened to bittul b'roiv? Says the Mordechai Chiddush. The only time you say bittul b'roiv is if you had a davar aser and you had a davar mutter. They're both in front of you, and then they were nesarev. So if a davar mutter, a davar aser, and a nesarev, then you have a loch of bittul b'roiv. But something that mitchilas briyosai was a taruvis, when it came into the world, as far as we're concerned, for the first time, it was already in a matzav of taruvis, there's no halacha of bittul b'roiv. As always, like the Mordechai, and the poskim bring this Mordechai, there's many different applications to it. The income of koymer lahach, the chaschinach is mayruchin in a mitzvah gimel, the mitzvah shloi lechel gid anosha. But this is the chiddush of the Mordechai, and the sugi is of bittul b'roiv. So it says, the Mishlo Melech, l'chura, that would be a posh to teres of Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, why don't you say that the dam in the regel is, although it's nifsal b'yaitzeh, but it should be bottle b'roiv to the dam that's in the tzavra behema. So it says the Shmalach, from our perspective, the dam of the behema was yotzol la'avra oilam in a matzav of taruvus. I understand when it's inside the animal, everything is in its own place. But when it was yotzol la'avra oilam, tchilas b'riyosoi was in a matzav of taruvus. All the dam came out, and when the dam came out, it was dam from the regal, it was dam from the tzavra behema, it started off as a taruvus. It's not the pshat that you had dam that was possible, and you had kosher dam, and the two things got famished. That's when you need the Gemara, and come on, the fine test on the base, to know that there's no halacha, bittul b'roiv, when it comes to dam kachim. But dam that was yotzel, avra, ilan, betchilas, priyasa, he's zokta mishlo melech, without ayin test on the base, without the come on, without this special chiddush that by kachim you don't say bittul b'roiv, based on the ordinary rules and regulations of bittul b'roiv, there wouldn't be a bittul b'roiv, because it would be a pasha tzushtal to this Mordechai. Says Mishlamach, I understand why Tyson didn't say it. It's not because Tyson didn't hold it in Mordechai, it's not because Tyson did hold it in Mordechai, says the Mishlamach. He didn't say it because he said it l'ratcha the milsil, if he MS. It's pasha that by kachim you don't say, so why shtal to a Mordechai when you could shtal to a Gemara? At the end of the day, the Gemara says it's never bittul b'roiv. But the Gemara really wasn't said for such a case. The Gemara was said for a case where I had dam, that was nifsal b'yoytzeh, and now I have regular dam, it's nafki in that case that this halacha was said. Shalos, what's the makar to this Mordechai? I mean, it's a very big Kiddush. Only if it was Yotza La'avira Oilam in an independent state, and then afterwards it was Nesarev, you say Bittul B'Roiv. It's only that Mitchilas Priyasa was a Taruvus, you don't say Bittul B'Roiv. And Michas Chinuch talks about it in Mitzvah Gimel, and Michas Chinuch quotes the Noida B'Yehuda. He says the Noida B'Yehuda is very Pasha, because what's the Makar to Bittul B'Roiv? It's learned out from a Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim, Achrei Rabim Lahatos.
Bezdin Shel Chaf Gimel convened to decide whether somebody is Chayiv Misa. If 13 said he's Chayiv Misa and 10 said that he's not Chayiv Misa, they gave him Misa's Bezdin. Why? We went go Basar Roif. Achir Rabim Lahatis. And even though the Din Roif that the Pasuk of Achir Rabim Lahatis is talking about is not Bittul B'Roif, it's the Roif that's Machriya Sveikis. We've spoken about this many times. But the Rishayim throughout Shas say that Pasuk is the Makar to the Halacha Bittul B'Roif as well. It's from there we know that if there's a Taruvah Savitz of a Heter, the Miat becomes what? In that case, the taruvus didn't come la'avra oilam in a state of a taruvus. Each dayan issued his psak independently. They all cast their vote independently. And then we took all the votes, thus the proverbial taruvus, and we decided what the emes is. And we go basarai. If all the dayan would vote at the same second, everybody would say, chayv, zaki, zaki, chayv. Okay, then it would be yotzalavar oilam in a matzav of taruvus. But look, the Noyde Yehuda, as quoted by the Minchas Chinuch, that's not what happened. Ruvain said zaka, Shimon said chayv, Levi said zaka, Yehuda said chayv. Then each person cast his vote. That means right now, each person independently is casting. It's only later that it's the sarif. Being that it's only later that it's the sarif, so Noyde Yehuda said, zil basa makar. What's the makar to little barayv? Achirav and mahatas. So he said, I'll tell you just one sushta. What came to mind was a levush. The Taz in Hilchas Sukkah. It's a simit tof reish lahmid beis. He brings a chiddush from the levush that at first glance, when we learn the sugyas of chulin, is going to be a gevaldige chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush. The levush said, we know that the only time you say bittul b'roiv is if you can't identify the isser and the heter. I mean, if you see what's aser and what's mutter, there's no bittul b'roiv. Not lach b'lach, not yavish b'yavish. Bittul b'roiv is with us. Right now, it's all confused. A taruvus, by definition, taruvus doesn't mean they're in the same bowl. Taruvus means they're tamish. You don't know what's what. To the extent that you know what's what, it's by definition not a taruvus. The Levush said, no, it's not. It's only midrabanan that's true. Midai raisa, even if it's nicker the iser and the heter, you could leave it there. And it's still batul b'roiv. Midrabanan, where it's nicker iser, there's no batul b'roiv. Midai raisa, yeah. Very big kiddush. Says the Taz, what's the makar to the Levush? The Taz, because what's the makar to bittul b'roiv? Achir rabba mahatas. V'hotsam yodina mihei mamechayvim umihei mamezakin. You know who's saying chayv, you know who's saying zakai. Being that you know who's saying chayv, you know who's saying zakai. So zul basa makar. The makar is a case where you can identify it's nicker the iser, so to speak. So you're going to have this halacha even where it's nicker the iser. So because the makar to bittul b'roiv is achir rabba mahatas, even though at first glance achir rabba mahatas is not a case of bittul b'roiv, that's the chiddush. But being that the makar to achir rabba mahatas, the Makar to Bittul B'Roiv is that sugya, so we have to go based on the guidelines of what that sugya is discussing in order to determine what the halachas are going to be. So with regards to the Mardchai's Chiddush, that a taruvus, that was a taruvus mitchilas priyasa, you don't say Bittul B'Roiv. With regards to the Levush's Chiddush, that even where it's Nikar Isser, still Midday Rising that Bittul B'Roiv, that's the first aura. The second aura is, what would be if the Kayan was inside? Rashi says, what is Tzitzisa? I mean, tzitz is roisha b'chutz. The kohen is standing in the azara, and his hair is outside of the azara. The question is it okay, or is it not going to be okay? The kasha is, it's a pella. We know the halacha is that a kohen who did the avodah had to make sure that his hair wasn't too long. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Kohen shegadol al sairoi, a kohen whose hair grew long. He's not even allowed to walk past the mizbeach. If he does, the avad, and he does the avodah, he's like a shikur shenemar. Ram says, "Learn that from a pasuk." Halacha yudav. Kamo who gidol apera. What's too long? So how do you define here that's too long? Shloishim yom kenazer. If it's grew for 30 days, it's already too long. Shenemar boy gadol peresar roishay. The inazir is pchuzim shloishim. Leficha. Every 30 days he had to take a haircut. Because his hair wasn't allowed to be more than 30 days long. That's the halacha of a Kohen Hedyet. So Lachura, I couldn't even read the Gemara. What's Pashup Shah? What's going on over here? How is it possible to have a Kohen who's inside and his hair is outside? I mean, if the Kohen shaved his head every 30 days, I mean, how long could his hair have gotten over a 30-day period that it's even possible that he's here and his hair is going to be someplace else? If he had long hair, Bemela. But Lachur didn't have long hair. It wasn't possible for him to have long hair. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. Rashi says, sits his roisha. But I'll tell you something very interesting. There's a Gemara, Daf Yutesam and Aleph. So the Gemara would discuss, Boi Mar Baravashi, Yotza Sairib, Bevig Deimai. We know that a kohen, when he wears his big day kahuna, he had to make sure that there was no chatzitza. So what happens if sairoi was underneath his beged? Sairei kegufei dami or lav kegufei dami? Would that create a chatzitza between the big day kahuna and the guf of the kohen, or would that not create a chatzitza? So says Rashi, what does it mean yotza sairei mi roishoy lemato ad shenichnas ben kutontai lebsarei? If it's here, it was so long that it went from his head underneath his ksoinus. So now he has hair from his head that's underneath his ksoinus, and that's the shayla of the Gemara. Is that considered a chatzitza or is that not considered a chatzitza? Freak the Mikdash David. How in the world did a kohen have such long hair? It's not possible to have such long hair. L'churi, he had to shave his head every 30 days. So every 30 days, tiklachas. So how did he have hair that was so long? So Mikdash David said, Enochanami. What he did was wrong. Hitaka wasn't allowed to have hair so long. But the Gemara still wants to know with regards to chatzitza whether it's going to be a problem. Nafkamina is, if a kohen does the avoda with his hair being too long, it's not mechal the avoda. If, however, there's a chatzitza between him and the big day kahuna, maybe he has a din of a mechusa begadim, so it would be mechal the avoda. And the Gemara wants to know, I understand, this kohen's chayv misa b'day shamayim for what he did, because his hair was too long. But that doesn't mean the avoda is possible. What about the avoda? Is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? Azoy zogt, by the way, the Cheschenuch says, In an art, that even if one hair was too long, even that already would be an ish. Doesn't mean that his whole hair, even one hair, and that's slowly, but that's what the Mikdash David says. That the Shaila in the Gemara was with regards to whether the Avodah is going to be Mecha. But Enochanami, you want to know if what he did was wrong? Of course, what he did was wrong. He's going to be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. But Yedidi, Reb Shmuel Riven Grossman, showed me a shtickle that was printed in a Koivitz, who quotes from the Sefer Yechayim Pe'er, who brings from Reb Chanuch Tzvi HaKoyen Levin, Mibenden. He was an Edom of the Sfas Emes. And he brings the Mikdash David's Kasha, and he says that, you know what the Teretz to the Mikdash David's Kasha is, and L'chura, by extension, will be a Teretz to our Kasha as well. Hocha b'mayaskinon, the Koyen's payas. We're not talking about the Koyen's here. We're talking about the Koyen's payas. It's Sitz's Roshah. It's the payas. The chayra kohen was allowed to have payas, right? So if a kohen was allowed to have payas, that's what we're talking about. He had longer payas, and the payas went underneath the ksoinis. That's the shayla. Is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? The kohen is standing, he's doing the avodah, his payas are outside of the azara. So that's the question. Is it going to be okay or is it not? That's what he wanted to say. But the emphasis is, it's so posh what he's saying. Mechates the kohen was allowed to have payas. Now, everyone has to have payas, but for that, you just have to make sure that you're not over loy sakifu pas roishchem, kitei lakov, right? You don't have to have payas, it doesn't have to be that long in order not to be over the isidai raisa of loy sakifu. So it's a nice shayla. Was a kohen allowed to have payas, or was he not allowed to have payas? So Shulam even showed me in this koivitz, he showed me two different shtiklach. One shtikl, the person that put the shtikl together, this malakit, said that he asked the shayla to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, avada, the kohen wasn't allowed to have payas. Why should you think he's allowed to have payas? He has to make sure that he has something. He's not over loisakifu pas roishchem, but to have langa payas, no, he couldn't have it. He wasn't allowed to. It's a bezunder din that the kohen couldn't be priya roish. He wasn't allowed to grow his hair too long. But in the other shtickle, the other person says that he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he said it's okay. And then he said that he brings there from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who said that he asked his shver Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv also said that it was okay. It was okay for a kohen to have it as long as it was neat. But I'll call upon him, and the svara seemed to be that what's the idea that a kohen's not allowed to be priya roish? Kohen's not allowed to be priya roish because he has to make sure that he looks nice. I mean, he has to be pe'er. That's the whole idea. The kohen has to look handsome and beautiful. So imagine you tell a kohen, the yid looks a certain way, and you tell the kohen he's not allowed to look that way. So im lecha I pe'er gedolim yizu. But whatever the svara is, but I'll go upon him, just something interesting. Was a kohen allowed to have payas? Was a kohen not allowed to have payas? Regardless, okta mishna vayta. No, snayal gabi akevesh. So we know that when the kohen did zrika with an animal, so every carbon had its own makom, its own place, exactly where the zrika was supposed to be done. Right, so a chatas had to be lamayla michuta sikra on the four corners of the mizbeach. The oila was lamata michot hasikra. We had a little bit of it in the pirchis that the Gemara went through in the first parak. But the bottom line is there was a special place on the mizbeach where the zrikas was supposed to be done. Additionally, different karbanas were brought on different mizbeachos. So, for example, most karbanas were brought on the mizbeach achitzayin, but you had the chatois apnimiyos. There were certain karbanas chatos that were brought on the mizbeach apnimi. By the way, on Yom Kippur, there were even zrikas that were done on the pereichas. There were even zrikas that were done on the bein abad. Sok the mishnah nosna ya gabiyak hevesh. What if the kohen did the zrika, but he did the zrika in the wrong place? He did it on the ramp. Now, you know, you're not supposed to do the zrika on the ramp. Or shalaki negadai yisoy. He did it on the mizbeach itself, but not on the part of the mizbeach that was
neged the yisoid. That was the hole in the mizbech where they used to pour the shirayim. That was the part of the mizbech he was supposed to do the zrika, and this kohen didn't do it over there. He took the zrikas that was supposed to be lamata michot asirka, and he did it lamayla michot asirka. He took the ones that was supposed to be lamayla michot asirka, and he did it lamata michot asirka. That's the tan b'fnim b'chutz v'tan b'chutzim. Or he got the wrong mizbech. He took a dam of a mizbech of a carbon that's supposed to go on mizbech hachitzin, and he brought the mizbech hapnimi, or vice versa. Says the Mishnah apostle, the aim by chorus. Whoa. Now, why would you think there should be chorus? That already we're going to see in tomorrow's da. But for now, pasul, says the Mishnah. The halacha is that the zrika is going to be pasul. So at first glance, when you read the Mishnah, what does it sound like the Mishnah says? The Mishnah seems to be saying that the makoim of the zrika is ma'akif. In other words, a zrika shaloi bim kaimai, lav zrika. It sounds at first glance, so before a Mishnah apostle stating that, Zokti Gemara, Amashvu, apostle, apostle. When the Mishnah says apostle, it doesn't mean that the carbon is apostle. The carbon's not apostle. Not just that, the Bailum gets a kapor. Avo Bailum nischap. What then does apostle mean? It means the boss is apostle. And this is based on an idea that we've spoken about, but we have to speak about it again. And that is that the Zrikas Hadam had two functions. It was the Meratz, it was the Mechap, it was the climax, it was the pinnacle. It was the Dover Hamaak, it was the thing that created Ritzah and Kapar. But it also served an ancillary function, and that is that in order for the Koyin and the Bailam to eat the Basar of Kachin, you had to do a Zrika. So essentially, a Zrika was the Mechaper, the Zrika was also the Mater. It was Mater Basol Achila, and it was also Mechaper. We'll speak more about that. But for now, said Shmua, when the Mishnah says that a Zrika that was done in the wrong place, aka Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai is Basol, it means with regards to the ability for the Zrika to be Mater. A Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai doesn't have a Koyach to be Mater, but as it relates to its ability to be Mechaper, it could be Mechaper. And what does Basol mean? Basol Basol. Abo Bailim? So Zrika Shleibim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami, and it's Lav Kim Koimai Dami. It's Kim Koimai Dami with regards to the Kapor, it's Lav Kim Koimai Dami with regards to the ability to eat the Bas. My time, how do I know that? The Amakra said, Shmuel, it's not time from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Nefesh HaBosir Badami, Vani Nesatav Lechem Al HaMizbeach, Lechaper Al Nafshoi Seichem, Ki Adam Hu Banefesh Yichaper. Said, Shmuel, Vani Nesatav Lechem Al HaMizbeach, Kiven Shigi Adam LeMizbeach, as long as the Dam gets on the Mizbeach, Neschapu Bailum, that's enough for the Bailum to get Kapor. Ihochi Basanami. So if the Zrika Shleibim Koyme is Kim Koyme Dami with regards to Kapar. Why isn't it with regards to Basel? Amakro Lechaper. It says Vanina Sativ Lochem Al Mizbech Lechaper, and we darshan Lechapar Nesativ V'Loi LeDavaracha. It only works with regards to Kapar. It doesn't work with regards to Davaracha. Alma Kosava Zrika Shleibim Koyme Kim Koyme Dami. Bottom line is, you see that Shmuel Shita is that Zrika Shleibim Koyme is Kim Koyme Dami. Says the Gemara Tanam Beidach Pirkin. Problem is Sidonacha Mishnah. So this Mishnah right here, Chavav Amar Aleph, discusses the halacha of Zrika Shleibim Koyme. There's another Mishnah that also discusses the halacha of Zrika Shleibim Koyme, and that's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis. We have to be a little bit familiar with that Mishnah in order to understand the next Gemara. That Mishnah is the first Mishnah in the third Perek. And the first Mishnah of the third Perek is the antithesis of the first Mishnah in the second Perek. The first Mishnah of the second Perek discussed all the psulim that can't do Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika. The first Mishnah of the third Perek discusses all those same psulim that although they can't do Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika, they could do Shechita. Mishnah begins. Kol apsulin sheshachtu shechitas and ksheir. Shechita ksheir bezarim uvenashim vavadim uvetmeim vafilu bekadosh kadoshim uvav v'chulu v'chulu. Lafichach, the Mishnah continues, hein poislam v'machshav. It's for that reason that if a posel would do the shechita, and with the machshava ha-piseles, the machshava ha-piseles would be a problem. Why would it be a problem? Because if apostle is allowed to do the shechita, so when he does the shechita, it's a shechita. If he now has a machshava zara, a machshava spigel, for example, or if it's a chatas va the pesach, a machshava shloi l'shma, that machshava is going to be a problem. Mishnah says, v'kulon shekidlo es adam chutzas vanev chutzam kaimai. But if they did the Kabbalah with a machshava chutzas manei chutzim kaimai, and yesh dam hanefesh yachzai kosher v'kabbal, doesn't make the carbon posel. And if there's more dam, do another Kabbalah. It's not a problem. Because if a posel does Kabbalah, it's not a Kabbalah. So if he has a machshava psula, it's not a machshava psula. So a posel that could do shchita, says the Mishnah, and has a machshava psula, the machshava psula is going to pass it. If not, not. Skipping to the end of the Mishnah. Then the end of the Mishnah picks up exactly where what our Gemara quotes. Nosne al gabi akevesh loike neged ayisoid. Nosne asanitonim lamata lamaylo. Vesanitonim lamaylo lamata. Vesanitonim bifnim bechutz. Vesanitonim bechutz bifnim. And yesh dam hanefesh vir to the halachas. If there's any leftover dam, yachzer akosher v'yakabal. Now the Gemara understands now that that last part of the Mishnah is discussing any person that did a zrika. Any person that does a zrika shaloi bim koimai. So the halach is, if there's leftover dam, do it all over again. If you're going to tell me that Zrika Shalabim Kaim is Kim Kaima, why do you have to do another Zrika? Again, the end of the Mishnah, if you look at it in a vacuum, seems to be saying, if you did a Zrika, you did it in the wrong place, literally our Mishnah. So what's the halacha? If there's any leftover dam, do another Kabbalah. What's the kasha? Bishloim, if you understand our Mishnah literally, that is Zrika Shloim Koima is not a Zrika, so it makes perfect sense. The Zrika wasn't good. If there's leftover dam, do another Zrika. But if you're going to tell me that a Zrika Shleibim Koimei is Kim Koimei Dami, Lama the Yachsa Akash of Yikabo. Why do you have to do another Zrika? You did it already. V'chitem, you're going to tell me, maybe the reason you're doing another Zrika is not to get Kapara. You're right, you got Kapara already. But it's to be Mata Basa Bachilo. But Freik the Gemara, Mi'ikos Zrika, the Lemecha Peres, V'shayu Basa Bachilo. Is there something, is there such a thing as a Zrika that doesn't have a Koyach to be Mechaper? But at the same time, it's going to be Mata Basa Bachilo? So what's the idea of doing another Zrika? L'chura, in our Mishnah, Shmuel maybe is right. But it says pasul, maybe it means the bus is pasul. But the Zrika itself is kosher. But the next Mishnah, L'chura, is a mefurish raya not that way. Because the Mishnah says, if you did a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, do another Zrika. If you got kapara, how are you doing another Zrika? Elamai, you're going to do the other Zrika for what you didn't get? To be Mata Basa Bachilo? No such thing. You can't tell me that this Zrika is not mechapa. Why? Because I got kapara already. But this Zrika is going to be Mata Basa Bachilo. So the Gemara says, Idi Yav Kosher Achanami. If that Mishnah, the safe in the Mishnah, was in a vacuum, and it's talking about what a regular kosher person did this Zrika, you'd have a good kasha. But Hachamai is skin in the Ave Apostle. That Mishnah is not discussing where a kasha did this Rika Shleibim Kaimai. It's discussing Apostle. It's behemshach to the beginning of the Mishnah. That's what we spoke at the beginning of that Mishnah. It's discussing Kol Apsulin. Apostle could do Shechita. Apostle can't do Kabbalah. Apostle also can't do Zrika. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that if Apostle does Zrika, it's not a Zrika. I understand, but apostle did the Zrika. But at the same time, you could do it all over again. But the Gemara says, for the to the extent that apostle did it, shouldn't it be a problem? I mean, the Gemara is assuming now that every Zrika psula knocks out a carbon. And there's no halacha of Yachser via Kabbal, do the Kabbal all over again. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah said, that Mishnah said that any apostle that did the Kabbal with a Machsheves Pigel, is not a good Machsheves Pigel, being that apostle was the one that did it, Bishas Kabbal, and apostle is not allowed to do Kabbalah. So you could do the Kabbal all over again. It sounds like only Kibla in Zarkulai. Only by Kabbalah is there a halacha that if apostle does Kabbalah, meaning, what's the Mishnah saying? If apostle did the Kabbalah with Machsheves Pigel, it's not a Machsheves Pigel. Therefore, you could do the Kabbalah again. How could I do the Kabbalah again? And a Chanami wasn't Machsheves Pigel, but apostle did the Kabbalah. Shouldn't that pass the carbon? So the Gemara is saying, no. That even though ordinarily apostle can't do Kabbalah, but it doesn't mean that if apostle does do Kabbalah, you can't do it again. But the Mishnah only said it regarding Kabbalah. The Mishnah didn't say it about Zrika. So lama machin adia, kibla in zarkulai. Doesn't it sound like only when an apostle does Kabbalah, you could do another Kabbalah? But if apostle does Zrika, you can't do another Zrika? My time, Allah mishum da'av dachui? Isn't it because it's dachui? So if it's dachui, so how could you tell me that the end of that Mishnah that discusses Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is discussing a apostle that does Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, and when apostle does Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, you could do another. I thought when apostle does the Avodah, whether it's Zrika Bim Kaimai, Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, once apostle does the Avodah, that in and of itself makes it Dachoy, knocks out the carbon. There's no way to do it. The Gemara says, Loi, Mishum D'Apostle B'Machshava. Meaning, really the end of the Mishnah is talking about apostle that did Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. A regular kosher that did Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, it's Kim Kaimai Dami. There's no Yachzar Kosher V'Yikaba. The Mishnah is talking about where apostle did it. Apostle did it, it wasn't a good Zrika. I thought we had a Dik, Kiblu in Zarkulai, that if an apostle does a Zrika, it's Dachay. It's true. But only with regards to where we had the Dik. What was the Dik? The Dik was with regards to apostle that had a Machshav of Chutzal Zman and Chutzal Kaimah. So if you did the Kabbalah that way, Yachzar Kosher V'Yikaba. Regarding that, we're going to make a Dik that if he did the Zrika with a Machshav as Pigel, that's going to passel it. Meaning the only time there's a halacha that a puzzle that does the Zrika is a problem if the puzzle did it with a machshavas paper. But a regular puzzle doing the Avodah not, and that's the Diyak. You're right, Kibla Yin Zarkulai. But only with regards to what the Mishnah was discussing. What was the Mishnah discussing? A Kayin puzzle that did the Kabbalah with a machshavas pigle. If a Kayin puzzle would do the Zrika with a machshavas pigle, it would not get out. But the Gemara asks two problems with that. Nobody yachi Kabbalah Nami. What's the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika? V'oi, mi puzzle machshava, v'am ha'rova, im machshava me'els, alim misha ro'i la'voida, b'dava ro'i la'voida, b'mok ma'ro'i la'voida. It doesn't make any sense in the world to say that a Kayin puzzle that has a machshavas pigle, somehow that's a Kayin puzzle that does Zrika, you could do another Zrika. Another Kabbalah and another Zrika. A Kayin puzzle that has a machshavas pigle,
That already knocks out the carbon. The machsheves pigel, if it was had by a kohen pasul, it's not a machsheves pigel.
Rabbi said it. Ein machshava mayelus ela b'misha roi lavoida ubedavar haroi lavoida ubemakom haroi lavoida.
So the Gemara says, I hear. You're right. Absolutely right. So you have to say loy tema zorku loy ela ema shachtu loy.
You have to say again, in order for Shmuel to be able to learn the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, Shmuel's going to have to say that when the Mishnah says if you do a zrika shleivim kaimi, you could do another zrika. It's talking about where a pasul was the one that did a zrika shleivim kaimi. Why is the Mishnah talking about pasul? Because that was the Reish of the Mishnah. The whole Reish is discussing pasul. Don't we have a diik? What was the diik? Kibloi. If the pasul had a machshava b'shas the kabbalah, it's okay. It's mashma b'shas rikanat. No, don't make be medaya kibloi in zarkuloi. Be medaya kibloi in shachtoiloi. The diik, the comparison, what we're contrasting is not Kabbalah and Zrika, it's Kabbalah and Shchita. Maika Mashmal and Freita Gemara.
So what? But for that, I don't need the Pasul Machshava Tanina. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Lefichachem Pasul Machshava. Meaning, you're telling me that Kabbalah lafuke Shchita. It says before it's in the Mishnah Shchita. Again, you have to see that Mishnah better inside in order to fully appreciate this Gemara. But the Mishnah said all the Psulim are allowed to do Shchita. Lefichachem Pasul Machshava. Therefore, a pasul that does the shechita with a machsheves pigel, it's a machshava. If he does Kabbalah, not. So you can't tell me when it says Kabbalah, it's coming to contrast it with shechita. It says shechita mefurish. It's probably coming to contrast it with something that it didn't say mefurish. Zrika. So the Gemara says, no, hakamash mona bekabbalah ve'echloi pasul machshava. My time it could arrive. No, let's not get so excited. All the Mishnah is saying is, a pasul is allowed to do shechita. Therefore, if a pasul does shechita with a machsheves psul, it's going to be a machsheves pigel. A pasul is not allowed to do Kabbalah or Halacha or Zrika. Thus, be Kabbalah ve'echloi. Any machshava psula that the kohen is going to have is going to be a problem. So before we finish, just two short ha'aris, really short ha'aris, and then we'll pick up with some intense rate on the next stop. But for now, just two short ha'aris. Number one, it's yidua for a Chaim Briska. That Chaim said that we know the halacha is that when a kohen did zrika, so there was an idea of how many zrikas he had to do. Shtayin shein arba, arba, right? Every carbon had its own shulchan aruch of where the zrika was supposed to be done and the amount of zrikas that was supposed to be done. Chaim said a chiddush that by zrika shaloi b'mkoymai, there's no minyan hazayis. This idea of multiple zrikas, depending on what the carbon is, that's only if the zrika is being done b'mkoymai. But if the zrika was being done shaloi b'mkoymai, there that halacha is not going to be true. What's the lumdus? So we're going to have to look into that a little bit. But for now, that's Reb Chaim's vart. That the only time you have the minyan hazrikos, that's only if it was hazrika b'mkaymai. Not if it was hazrika shaloi b'mkaymai. They say over in Shir that Reb Chaim was once giving a bachar, a faher, in the Volozhin Yeshiva. So this boy walks in, he's going to be fahered by Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim asked him, Reb Chaim Briska, that how is it possible for a kohen gadol to do the avoid on Yom Kippur, and he'll be yotza the entire avodah with one zrika? How's that possible? You go through, say, the Masechtas Yuma, all the different azoyis and the zrikas that had to be done. So he said, how's it possible to do it with one zrika? And the Bachar told Reb Chaim, zrika shalei b'mkaymai. Zrika shalei b'mkaymai, there's no minyan hazrikas. So all you need to do is one. If you're going to do one, it's going to be okay. So Reb Chaim told him, good. That's the answer I was looking for. But tzarechin, if it would really work. So in Shir, they want to know, what was Reb Chaim's tzarechin? That's the whole Shir. So what was Reb Chaim's tzarechin? Meaning, if Reb Chaim was mechadish that by a zrika shalei b'mkaymai, so the MS is, I mean, just thinking out loud, there's many issues that you have to address. First of all, the avodah on Yom Kippur came from multiple animals. There was the par, there was the sa'ir. So maybe one zrika from the par, one zrika from the sa'ir. But how could you be yotze the whole avodah? B'chur, if there's a din, v'lochach midam ha'par, midam ha'sa'ir, how are you going to get that? Additionally, zrika shalei b'mkaymai, the Mishnah said, is talking about the two mizbechos. L'mayla l'mata, l'mata l'mayla, b'fnim b'chutz, b'chutz b'fnim. What would be if the kohen gadol did a zrika on the pareches or on the bein abad? Is that included in the halacha of zrika shalei b'mkaymai? Meaning zrika shalei b'mkaymai kim kaymai dami. Maybe that's only if it's a mizbeach. So any mokim in the mizbeach or any mizbeach is included in this halacha of zrika shalei b'mkaymai. But the pareches and bein abadim, that's a whole different entity. Man yemar that the chiddush of zrika shalei b'mkaymai was said with regards to the pareches. Geshmak deshayla. Well, if the kohen is bringing a regular carbon oil and he turns around in the hegel, boom, on the pareches. Is that a zrika shalei b'mkaymai? What does the pareches have to do with zrika? That's Yuma 101. The hazayis that was done on the pareches. So maybe with regards to that, it has a din zrika. It sounds like a chiddush. Pasha, you can argue not that way. You could say the pasuk says v'adnina satav lachem ala mizbeach lachaper. That's the pasuk. That was Shmuel's makar. Zrika shalei b'mkaymai kim b'kaymai dami. Either way, that's the first star. The second ha'ara is akasha that the Avni Nezer brings in a tshuva. It's in Chayshem Mishpat from all places. It's in Chayshem Mishpat Simen Pei Vav. And the tshuva is a response to Chasan Bini HaChorif HaShonen Aharon. So it was sent to his son's Edom. In other words, Abinezer's grandson. So Abinezer's grandson, Chasan Bini HaChorif, and he asked to Zayda the following question. He said that the Gemara said that Shmuel holds that even though the Mishnah says Rikish Lagun Kaimer is possible, it only means that the Basar is possible. You can't eat the Basar. But as it relates to Kapara, you're going to get Kapara. It's learned out from a possible. Meaning it's Kim Kaimer Dami with regards to Kapara. It's Lav Kim Kaimer Dami with regards to the Heter Achilo. And the Gemara jumped on Shmuel from a Mefurisha Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph. The Mishnah said if you do a Rikish Lagun Kaimer, if there's any leftover Dam, you could do another Zrika. Pasha, we're talking about a regular Kasher person that does Rikish Lagun Kaimer. Now if Shmuel is Gerech, that's Rikish Lagun Kaimer is Kim Kaimer Dami, why Yachzar Kasher Vikab? Look, we got kapara already. Why are you doing another zrika? If you're going to tell me you're doing the second kapara to get bimata the basar, what was the Gemara's kasha? Mi ikamidi? Is there such a thing? Zrika de lo mechaperes v'shayu basar b'achila? This zrika is not going to be mechaper. Why not? You got kapara already. Is there such a thing as a zrika that's not mechaper? You're going to get basar? So freak the anical to the Abinezer. It's Gemara's appella. This kasha mi ikamidi wasn't that Rish Lakish's kasha on Dafayim and Aleph? Remember, Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach in Beis Medrash, and Reish Lakish asked the question. He said, I don't understand the first mission of Masechta Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim Shadiz B'chash Lakish Mon K'sheir. Elish Layol L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. What does Kasher mean? Kasher means you can eat the Basar, Rashi says. Kasher means you can do the Zrika. Kasher means you can be back to the Emurim, but Layol L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. It's not Miratza, it's not Mechaper. If somebody was Chayev Oyla, you have to bring another Oyla. If you were Chayev Taida, you have to bring another Taida. She's a Manavshach, what's going on over here? If it's Kosher, it should be Yalu, and if it's Layolu, it shouldn't be Kosher. Mi'ikamidi, is there such a thing that you have a carbon that's not Mechaper, but it's Mutaba Achila, and the Gemara came out? Yeah, it's learned out from a Pasik, whatever the Metzias was. But the bottom line is, it was a Mefurish Gemara. Isn't that the first Mishnah Mesach Nezvachim? Kol HaZvachim K'sherim V'Layolu. K'sherim means you can eat the Basar. Loyalu means it's not mechaper. That means the zrika that's going to be matter, the basar, wasn't mechaper. So I just found you a zrika. I found you a zrika that's not mechaper, that was matter basar. And if you remember the sugya in that famous Aleph, the Gemara had another example of it. The example was where somebody was matter shakar and then he died. So the halacha is that the yarshim are the ones that bring the carbon. The pashtus is, who's the bala carbon? The mace is the bala carbon. Mechufya mechapra v'loi, mekiva mechapra. Right, that was the Gemara. Hey, davav. But al-kopanim was seem to be a mefurish Gemara. Again, that there's an idea that the yarshim have a din to bring the carbon on behalf of their father. Hagam! In kapar l'meisin. So the father's not going to get any ritzui from this carbon, but it's going to be a kosher carbon. You're going to be able to eat the basar. So again, you have another example of a zrika that's not mechaper, but at the same time, it's not the basar. Achilo, Abinezer said a teretz. We'll leave that.